Good morning, everybody. We'll call our March 1st, 2016, Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing, Mr. Lawson, is the approval of the agenda.
Good morning, members of council, Mr. President. We do have one recommended amendment today. I would ask that we amend the agenda to strike Steve Hudson, Director of Technical Engineering, in the item listed below.
Okay, motion to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Arlet, any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlet?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next thing is the approval of minutes of February the 9th. Any corrections, concerns, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have three letters, and all are in the form of thank yous for the contributions by council. First is Sussex Family YMCA. The second is Love Inc. of Mid Delmarva. And the last is Emmanuel Shelter. That is all.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council?
Mostly it's about issues that are current, so I think I better keep quiet until the hearing.
Anything else from council? Okay, we'll move on. Public comments, Mr. Guy. George Jason?
Joyce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, please.
Sorry.
Hi, Joyce Jason, 419 Circle Road, Hillsborough.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and my handwriting is atrocious.
That's fine, so is mine.
Okay, thank you for taking the time out here. I'm from Winding Creek Village, and through my email correspondence with Mr. Ashman and Mr. Lawson, I've learned the following. Mr. Ashman cited the Winding Creek Village Men's Breakfast held on April 5, 2012 as an indication that the county, to the county, that WCV wanted sewer and water. The following that presentation, there was a hand vote conducted at that meeting. Some people objected to that right then and there. When I asked about the, I questioned the validity of this show of hand vote, I was told that there was a letter from our board stating that we were interested in getting water and sewer. We were never told this. I understand that's not your problem, but it's definitely a problem for all the residents. On August 3, there was a polling letter sent to all the other communities. Winding Creek never saw that. And then about 18 months later, we get the petition that had a petition form and proposed boundary. Now, that was supposed to be to submit for questioning of organizing a sewer and water district. As that turned out, people mailed it back thinking they were getting information. It turned out that it was much more binding than information. So basically, our problem is, we now go to the public hearing that was just recently done. And at that thing, according to the notice, and I quote, "There will be an opportunity for questions and answers, as well as the ability to request revisions to the boundary." After the hearing, I asked about that, and I was told we cannot get out of the boundary of sewer. I asked about the water, and I was told if we get enough affidavits, we might get reconsideration and get out of that one. The other issue I have is, I'm understanding that this property between us and Green Road, and that's tunnel property, and then there's other commercial property in this sewer line. And as I understand it, the residents are going to be paying for that, not the commercial property owners. And I think if that's the case, at the next public hearing, I would really like to see that spelled out very clearly for people to know what they're voting on. And basically, that's it. So thank you for your time, I'm sure you've been getting inundated by our letters, so I appreciate it.
I just want you to know your councilman's right here to take good care of you. I'm on the other side of 24. We'll take good care of you.
She won't do a thing for you.
I will.
Okay. Oh, sorry. The target's on his back, then, not yours. Okay.
I would think any of us will help you, ma'am.
He's excellent.
Right. I appreciate it.
Maybe not.
Okay. Appreciate it.
The rest of us would be more than enough.
We just want it to be an informed decision when people do go to the referendum.
We try to do.
Thank you for coming.
Jeanette Cosgrove?
There never been a referendum.
No, not yet.
Good morning, everyone. Jeanette Cosgrove. I live at 465 Woodside Road in Winding Creek Village. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for the opportunity for speaking today. And I'll try not to be too redundant, backing up Joyce's comments. So at this point, we know that the community did not have a chance to be surveyed in the initial poll by the Sussex County Engineering Department and to vote before the process was initiated. Essentially, the Board of Winding Creek Village took us down this path to a referendum on sewer and water districts. What I hope to try to explain to you is the confusion and the upset in the community because of these first steps. So the confusion surrounded the petition, which requested to submit the question of organizing a sewer and water district. There were a total of 177 yes votes received by the sewer petition. 125 of those were submitted by Winding Creek Village. But I must explain that they were acquired by false pretense. The reason I say that is in the February 2014 Winding Creek newsletter, a statement by our board, your board strongly urges you to respond affirmatively on both petitions, in quotes. By supporting the petitions, you are not committing yourself or the community to either of these services. You are simply allowing the county to proceed with the public process to disseminate additional information so that every property owner can make an educated decision. I'd like to point out the differences in some of the wording with the survey letter and the petition. The initial survey letter, it clearly stated a yes and no choice, and the outcome that it was to provide guidance. It follows similar wording as stated in the Title IX statute, subsection 6506, which has a for and against wording. And that's on the question of establishment of a district. So due to the petition wording, we've been led to believe from Sussex County that the petitions for sewer and water were non-binding and for informational purposes. So many of the 125 in our community voted yes, thinking this was a mechanism to gain more information, and not because they were interested in the sewer district. Many residents also believed they had no choice but to submit the notarized petition and return it because returning the petition was noted in bold. So the wording was really confusing to our neighbors. The February 13th public hearing notice states there was an opportunity for questions and answers, as well as the ability to request revisions to the boundary. I respectfully request and believe that Winding Creek Village community should be able to request a revision to the sewer and water boundaries and to opt out of the district for the following reasons. The community is located at the very distal end of the sewer and water district. We feel that we've been denied due process as Winding Creek Village was not initially surveyed by the Department of Utility Planning. Therefore, our single opportunity to vote is only by the referendum. It will be diluted by the participation of seven other communities and potentially 800 total votes if everyone votes in the proposed sewer district. And last, due to the total misunderstanding of the wording and intent in the county petition, for those reasons, I hope that you will consider this. I appreciate your time and hope that you can place yourselves in our position and the experience of this process and that you take our request under consideration.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll try this. Jackie Lyman Schneider.
Close.
Is that close?
Yes, you did very good.
Wow.
My name is Jackie Riemann Schneider of 452 Woodside Road. Thank you for allowing me to speak as a resident of Winding Creek Village. My comments are a little more personal. We have a new home that we built in July of 2012, and we do not want or feel the need to abandon our septic or our well. One of the considerations that we chose this neighborhood was that we would no longer have a sewer or water bill to worry about in retirement. With the economy being such as it is and us losing money rapidly in our retirement accounts, as you probably all know, we just feel that this is not in our best interest right now to incur this additional expense. While we appreciate the fact that we have been given more time to get the correct information and to notify those neighbors who are in Florida, the fact still remains we will not know the exact cost of this until after we vote. The costs that were given for the estimates for a plumber, in my estimation, were way under. We had a vacation home on Camp Arrowhead Road. The plumber costs were considerably higher than what we were quoted as estimates. We have large lots in our community in comparison, and the septic tanks are mostly in the back of the home, so the runs are going to be very long, and it's going to be much more expensive than what we paid in Angola. We wish we had gotten the original poll that was given to the other communities in August of 2012, since that would have been just a simple yes or no vote. It would have been able to gauge the interest of sewer water much before the boundaries were drawn. The other petition that was sent to us was very confusing at best, and since we were, and I quote, strongly urged by our board to send it back, many folks did not or did so because they thought they had to, or they thought they were just sending in an informal request for information. Thank you.
Thank you. Walt. And I can't read the last name. 292 Pond Road. Here we go.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Walt Yatko. I live in Winding Creek Village. I didn't come with any agenda other than to listen to John and his comments. However, I will point out that Winding Creek, in the petition, there were 125 votes that approved going forward. We all knew at that particular time that the process would be the petition, then go to a public meeting, obtain the information, the cost, the schedule, et cetera, and then vote in a referendum. So there's no misunderstanding for many of our residents of Winding Creek Village. They knew what to expect, and they voted accordingly in the referendum to move forward and obtain the rest of the information that was provided just recently in the public meeting. Public meeting was well attended, and like most meetings, the silent majority kind of sits back and listens. You know, the other people who are against sewer or against water naturally would get an opportunity to voice their concerns, and we did listen to those. But we feel that in Winding Creek Village, Pine Water Farms, Herring Creek, there are many people that want sewers in those particular areas. We've worked with the president of Pine Water Farms, the old and the new president. We worked with our sewer committee in Herring Creek Village. And I can say that they are very much interested in going forward. And so are we in Winding Creek. And there are many people, as evidenced by those that voted, if you look at the voting blockage, predominantly the far end of Winding Creek Village voted for the sewers because those properties have been in place the longest. We all know what the effluent drainage that comes out of all the septic systems and what that does to the tributary of Guinea Creek and maybe even Herring Creek. And we know that that's been pretty bad. And we know that based upon what we've seen in your website, 2,500 gallons per month from every septic system is a lot of gallons that are seeping into the aquifer, which end up in Guinea Creek. So from a preservation of the bay, we feel that septics are real troublesome. Had I known about septic issues or even about septic systems in the beginning, might have never even moved there. We always had sewers wherever we were at. You find out later on that, you know, troubles are all around. And certainly from an environmental standpoint, it's almost mandatory that the county do something to get rid of all the septic systems and put in sewers. And we're looking for the opportunity, as we have, to vote in the referendum without any further delays. Another information meeting, that sounds good. There were some questions that perhaps weren't answered, and that'll give people the opportunity to ask again and get a definitive answer. Todd presented an update to us on February 22nd at the Chair Center, and I think he alleviated a lot of concerns that people might have had. And one of the biggest was, and probably one of the biggest benefits, is that the connection cost for sewers is zero, because you've rolled the cost into the 20 or 30 or 40 year bonds. So that was a great benefit to everyone in our community, because you don't have to pay that upfront cost. You don't have to worry about scraping up $6,000. It's zero. And that was a pretty tangible benefit. There are many other benefits to the community, which I won't go into detail. And these benefits are significant. So we are looking forward to getting to the referendum and let people vote which way they want to go. And that's been our objective all along. Thank you.
Thank you for coming forward. Thank you.
Steve Z.
Morning. Thanks for the opportunity. Glad to be here. I am a resident of Winding Creek, Steve Z, Six Valley Road. I've been here in the county for 27 years, and I've been looking forward to this day. I've seen sewers come into Long Neck and into Angola and into Oak Orchard, but never into Winding Creek, and I feel it's important for our environment and the value of our homes that we move forward with the process. I clearly understood the process that you presented, or that engineering presented, actually in their letter, and think that it's important we move to referendum as soon as possible. It's been over 4 years in the making, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Paul Rieger.
May I give you these?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. Basically, for the last couple meetings, I've been speaking on the same thing. I thought I was pretty close to done. On your website, you open up the government page. It says open government. Sussex County takes very seriously the public's right to know, has taken numerous steps to ensure the improved public access by posting it to the county website and website important information, government agendas, minutes, and everything else like that, saying that Sussex County has become more open. Approximately a month ago, or a little over a month ago, I spoke about the agendas where the initials were on for the planning and zoning, where they would have the district for the council member's district. So you would look at it, you would know whose district it was in their district, the planning district, not the county district. But at least you had an idea of where you did it. The last couple planning board meetings, if you go to the third page, the first page has the second page has the initials. The agenda from the last meeting, the initials for the location for which planning board member represents that, has disappeared. They had their discussion concerning who was going to do the introductions and everything else like that, basically with the way that they were doing it. I disagree with it. It would have been easier just to take your council districts to match the planning board districts. Your planning members should match the county council districts, especially the way that the original title code states for that you can only have two in one district. There can't be, I believe, two in incorporated sections in any of the districts or in the county. There's other different things. Also, too, for keeping current information, if you go to the Planning and Zoning Commission with the addresses and who's where and who's what, one of the members, and this was just going through to figure out to try and put the dots where everybody lives. One of the members moved, I believe, in December of 2014. I don't know whether maybe now, if he had moved to a different spot, if he is now in the incorporated section, or maybe we may even have three planning board members living in District 5, which I can't see how that can be. And basically, all I would like to know is how you can get it verified where they reside, live, sleep, however you do it, for what your criteria is for what makes them part of that district. Because a lot of the members on all the different boards have all different properties all over the place in different districts. Where exactly does it count? And do we have, basically, that's what I would like to know. And if the website for the addresses, I mean, you take different ones, are they accurate for that? If it's to keep privacy, put at least a street, at least it should be pretty good to give a thing whether they're far enough away from an incorporated section not to give a question, whether they're in a District 5 or a District 4 or a District 2. The planning board should not be, I don't believe that they how do I phrase this? I still believe that you are above the planning board. They answer to you. They should answer to you. You appoint them. You do this. Their county lines, their map should just be the same as yours. Keep it simple and put on there where the initials for the ones that's there. If the website information isn't accurate as of today, which I don't believe it is, take all the addresses down until you can provide accurate addresses, because you get on a wild goose chase. And at those two same planning and board meetings, they discussed, everyone most of the time goes to visit every project that comes up, every conditional use, everything, for going through the visit. Then they brought up, they use Google, they use the county system, they use this. Like I've showed up here with the pictures, even for my own problem. Google, the county system, a lot of differences and a lot of close. So when they come to you, are they forced to bring everything that's out there, whether it's a Google image, a county image, not pick which one best suits them to put into the record? If you're going to use an image from the county, if it's available from Google, if it's available from MapQuest or however it works, they should be forced to do all three, not pick whichever one in a presentation shows it the best for them or underlying the uses. And also, too, is if they're saying at these meetings that the lead one in the county, the closest one isn't going to see it, but the other ones all are, do they keep mileage records? Like an expense where they're working for the county, if they're getting paid for their mileage. Is what I'm getting at is on the planning and zoning, like where they say this one goes here, this one goes there. Do we keep a mile record for what they're submitting in logs? Because I don't know whether to say each one goes, two goes, but I do know if the project is in my backyard, I want my local guy to definitely go there, my local commissioner. Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
No, I said. My name is Dan Kramer, and I love that guy. I'll tell you what, I love these belts you guys won, and I'll tell you what, you're going to get a big chunk of change from the co-op, and I would suggest that you use that money to fix the problem he just brought up. And by the way, now I got something to say about septic tanks. Anybody that thinks septic tanks are bad, why ain't you dead? I'll say the same question I did at Denrat.
Please don't raise your voice.
Oh, I'll raise my voice all I want to. And you're not going to stop me, I guarantee you that right now. But septic tanks are not bad. In fact, they don't put out as much pollution as these stupid central sewage treatment plants do. That's a fact.
Amen.
Mr. Lawson, next.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business on today's agenda is a presentation by Bill Andrew, President and CEO of the Delaware Electric Co-op, who I believe has a good news, as always. Mr. Andrew, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. And thank you for having me today, Council. I'm very fortunate that I'm the president and represent a lot of good company and a lot of good people. In fact, three of you are my members right today, as well as the county. And it's always good to come and talk a little bit about capital credits, but first I'd like to tell you that your cooperative is doing very well. We're planning for the future. We're supporting the growth in about 60,000 meters in Sussex County alone. And we see good economic growth, good progress, and we enjoy working with you all very much as we go through. When I look into the future, you hear an awful lot about the Clean Power Plan and regulations and costs and energy and our economic inability to meet the needs of the members and make sure that they can afford it. I'm here to tell you that your cooperative is the cheapest, or not the cheapest, but the most valued supplier in the region. Our rates are the lowest, our reliability is best in class, and we have a tremendous local presence. I have a home in Sussex County, which I enjoy very much. One of the good things about a cooperative and your cooperative is we're different in that we are owned by you. Okay? We are here to serve you, and we try to take you're just like you do with the people of Sussex County. We take into account what your needs are going to be, and we make sure that you're not only good today, but you're good into the future. Okay? At this point in time, your Delaware Electric Cooperative, through our affiliation with 10 other cooperatives in the Mid-Atlantic, are building a state-of-the-art power plant. It's in Maryland. It's located near the infrastructure for water, natural gas, and transmission, and it's going to be one of the most efficient, cleanest, and reliable units that has been installed on the East Coast at this point in time. It's manufactured in Atlanta, Georgia, but by Mitsubishi. But we are very excited about it. It's going to not only be reliable, but it's going to be very cost-effective and keep our prices extremely competitive for many years to come. The other good part about the cooperative is we are a not-for-profit company, and we actually, when we do good and we can do good, we allocate money back to the members. At some point in time, we actually pay the money back. And today, I'm very pleased to tell you that we have $16,843.46 that will be returned to you for 1997 and 1998 years of usage at the cooperative. So not only do you get good reliability, a local presence, excellent prices, we give you money back at the end. Thank you very much, and I would be open to any questions that you might have, but I'm always available by my cell number at 302-632-9354.
Any questions, Council?
No.
Any questions?
Actually, Mr. President, just the plant that you mentioned is being built. Where is it specifically?
It's going to be built just north of Rising Sun at the Maryland and Pennsylvania line. Okay. One of the biggest reasons, we already own a facility there. It's a simple cycle gas combustion. This is the state of the art combined cycle gas combustion turbine. It's going to be 1,000 megawatts. Delaware Electric Cooperative's load alone is about 371, but we're in We're working with Chop Tank Electric in Maryland and A&L Electric in Virginia. So we have enough power to supply the peninsula, but we don't supply our own load. We sell it into the market because that's the way the rules are in deregulation. But it provides us not only a physical hedge for reliability and low cost, but a fiscal hedge to make sure that our prices are capped at a certain level.
Very good.
Okay.
Mike's the only one we trust with money.
Yeah. He's tall.
George, you
should jump up. He's reliable.
we're all the same.
Chip, take a picture of us. We'll get
one. Standard shop, but I also want to get one sealed behind.
Isn't that
here, this is yours.
This was ours.
Shoo.
Make
sure it's the right name.
No, he's on 113.
It's made up. Yes, that's ours. It's, oh, no, it says Rob Book. Oh, it's Rob Book. There you go, buddy. Good.
No, we break it.
Just trying something different.
That's good. Your grandchildren will love to see this.
Is that good? Wait, you gonna take a picture? Chip.
Who else wants one?
Glad you're good.
I am.
He's got one more.
Oh, new camera.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You left a brownie home.
That's yours, I guess.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've already got the check, so we're good.
Make sure.
We probably paid him too much anyhow. That's why we got it back.
Nope. It is what it is. It's too high.
Yeah.
That's probably the case, but
Solar farm.
Next, we have the consent agenda for three wastewater agreements. Wastewater agreement number 887-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, Batson Creek Estates Phase 4 of the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. We have wastewater agreement number 638-5. Sussex County Project Number 8104, the Estuary Phase 1C and 1A construction record, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, and Wastewater Agreement Number 638-6, Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Estuary Phase 1B construction record, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions or concerns on the consent agenda?
Well, I'd like to know, is there a problem with any of these? Because I think they're all pretty good shape. I'm assuming there's no problems or issues.
To my knowledge, no, ma'am.
But yeah, also, okay.
They've met all the
criteria.
Yep.
Or it wouldn't have been.
Entertain a motion to approve
I'll
the consent agenda. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Motion carried. Next.